Hey everyone, I'm Lexi with the Sync Center Help Desk, here to tell you all about our next episode. In this episode, John and I talk about music replacement and all the reasons why it's needed. The episode goes into detail about times the Sync Center has used music replacement to meet their clients' needs. How are songs replaced, you might ask? Well, we use a few different options. WeRecorder, our music catalog, being one. So if you'd like to be entered into this music catalog, be sure to check out the link in our bio to find out how you can submit your music. I learned a ton in this episode, so seriously, you're not going to want to miss this one. Thank you so much to everyone who's giving your feedback. It does not go unnoticed. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. So, just to get started, I asked earlier, what is music replacement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, music replacement is a big part of music supervision, Lexi. And this is a great conversation because this is like real world meat and potatoes stuff. Mm-hmm. Music replacement is a path you take when your original path proves like it's not going to happen. Like if we say, okay, we want
within the project,
ain't no mountain high enough. Mm-hmm. That's perfect for the use. It's perfect for the film. We need to replace it. And what I've done is I've pulled together six common reasons for music replacement that we've run up against over the last 15 years. There may be more, but these are what,
like, the big ones.
Yeah, these are the ones that we see. So I think it's a worthy conversation and just saying, you know, like these are the six things that you can run up against that may, you know, kind of
need something different.
Cause you to go another
direction. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So actually I just realized I heard this episode of Music Replacement on the podcast. Like way back when.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, oh, that's so, like, it's like a puzzle. It's like putting together, Boom. It's like trying to figure out, like,
exactly,
you know, how are we going to make this work without the actual piece? We need a similar one.
You just hit on the head. It's a puzzle that you need to find, you know, you need to complete the puzzle. And music replacement is that thing that you need to consider and understand that makes it, allows you to succeed.
Cool. Well, I think we definitely covered that. Like, that was a, like you said, I feel like it all connected, like in that moment, everything made sense. Cool. So, speaking of these reasons that you would need to replace music, you mind going into those? Like,
what I pulled together, Lexi, is like the six super common reasons for music replacement. So, if you like, we can just kind of talk through those six.
I would like, yes, let's do that.
So like the first reason is the project can't afford it. Mm-hmm. The economic reason of, you know, we've got $150,000 for all the music. And
now is that would you say that's like a common budget? But I know every project is different, so that's...
Yeah, I think most filmmakers and ad campaigns are sensitive to the economics of it. If you're Microsoft and you don't care, you're just there to spend money and money, mm-hmm. no object, then it doesn't factor in. But, you know, for a filmmaker, for a production company working on a film that goes to Showtime, economics is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if we've got $150,000 for all the music and one song is saying, look, we're $150,000 minimum just for the one song.
Mm-hmm.
We can't spend all our budget on the one song because we need,
you won't have food to eat.
Yeah. So a big part of how we work and how we operate is this thing called no secrets and no surprises. So we need to get really clear with the production company, like, is $150,000 really every, you know, is that the whole music budget or is it really $200,000? Because we need to know we need to be bulletproof because we're budgeting and line item.
You're basing everything off of that.
Right. And most filmmakers are transparent, but that's a big part of us really saying,
but you have to have that skill.
It's a come to Jesus of like, look, if we're going to work on the project, we're going to be totally transparent with you. You need to be totally transparent with us and budgets. Sometimes people hold a little aside.
Okay.
Well, we could really do 200, so just being transparent with that is important. I mean, in a situation that a friend of ours, Jace Everett, who he did a record on Sony some years ago and it really didn't do anything. And they were working on the pilot for True Blood. And the producer temped in a song by Johnny Cash. And that was kind of their zeitgeist. It kind of inspired the whole spirit of True Blood.
Of what it was going to sound like.
They wrote the pilot to it. They did storyboards to it. So that song was
on repeat. The inspiration for sure.
Yeah, total inspiration. So when they went, now we need to get Johnny Cash and his publisher and his record label to sign off on it. It was astronomical. I think he had just passed away, so it was an expensive time in his catalog's history and life cycle. So what they did is they did music replacement. They said, okay, here's Jace Everett. He's got a song that kind of sounds like Johnny Cash. It's got a baritone voice and it's kind of creepy. And I don't know if you've seen the show.
Yeah, it has that like sauntery, like.
But that song was used on like 8 years of True Blood. It was the theme song. So every time it played, Jace made money. And so that's a real world example of can't afford it. We need to consider music replacement.
Yeah, need something like it. Can't afford to do something like it.
Can't afford Johnny Cash, but Jace Everett just got dropped from Sony. He'll take 40 grand, whatever it was. I'm just pulling that number out.
Right.
So that's a scenario that, the economics of can't afford it,
that's the first
reason. And it's kind of common because a lot of labels are really precious with their masters, the master side of the license. And that's okay. That's, you would expect them to. If you owned the Johnny Cash library, you would want.
I want to get that what I earn for the, or what I need for
that's
that,
right.
For sure. Like what it's worth.
So that's number one. The first reason is the project can't afford it. Number two is there's a more affordable option. Sometimes, again, say if the budget for the whole project is $150,000, you have to spread that out over the whole project. So a more affordable option is kind of the second reason. It could be public domain. It could be an indie artist. It could be part of what we do. We have a mini catalog called Re-Recorder. So... For example, the song Heroes from David Bowie. If you want the David Bowie version of it, it's going to be very up there.
Right.
So if you want a more affordable option, that's what kind of why we created the Re-Recorder catalog is to save money for our clients. We could use the David Bowie version, but we can also use our version of Heroes.
You have options.
You have options. And that's how we serve and add value to our filmmakers, right? It's not just one path. There's seven different paths.
Right. And there's seven different paths and you are providing at least like two or three of them.
We're helping them steer through those paths.
Exactly.
Cool. So that's number two, the more affordable option.
Right.
And number three is really we've run out of time. Okay. If the air date is 2 weeks from now, and maybe we just got brought onto the project, at the end, really 2 weeks.
Then so there.
If, yeah, the, you know, I mean, you've done projects where you've kind of been
I'm
thrown.
like, why did you wait till now to contact me?
And that's super common. Super common.
Yeah, I realized that very quickly. I was like, oh, people wait, or like,
yes,
don't think that this like matters until now, or like that people are going to be available, or all
and
that
oftentimes
stuff.
They expect the supervisor to pull a rabbit out of their hat and save the universe.
Yeah, they're like, well, this is your job, you can do that, so do
and
that.
Can't
like,
you?
Yeah,
we could if you would have hired us 8 months ago, but
exactly,
the air date is 2 weeks out. And
right,
that air date doesn't move.
Yeah.
So that's a reason for music replacement is you've run out of time. The air date is 2 weeks from now. And just the reality of it is we need to get the project done in 2 weeks to hit that air date. The air date isn't moving. So that's number three. We've run out of time. Mm-hmm. Number four is what I would call it the music or the music, the song is a non-essential. And what I mean by that is that it's kind of replaceable. Like,
like no one's going to miss it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you have three must-have songs and then another three, maybe nice-to-have songs, well, those nice-to-have songs, you can replace and save some money there. We call it, you know, there's songs that are important to the project and songs that are interesting. If it's just interesting, if it's non-essential, we can replace it and shift that money elsewhere.
Yeah.
So that's number four. The song is non-essential to the film. Number five is a term in the actual sync license itself, and it's called in perpetuity. What that means is that when we license that song, we want to license it forever.
Right.
We don't want a 1 year term, which is super common nowadays. Used to be 2 year terms. Now it's 1 year term. So as we're recently, we worked on a film for HBO and Showtime, and they don't want to come back next year and have to upgrade the license and renegotiate.
Yeah. Like a lot of shows on Netflix have been having that issue. Where they go to put it on streaming platforms and like they don't have the rights anymore.
They have 1 year term licenses, not in perp. So in perpetuity is expensive because you're saying, I want this song forever. It's
not
exclusive use, but it's you know, it's saying it's ongoing forever. If we use the song in our film, we don't want to come back to you when it goes 50 other places.
Right.
So that is sometimes a reason to consider music replacement, because if you're dealing with a super song or you want to use Ain't No Mountain High Enough, in perp is pricey.
It just sounds like such a tall order.
It's forever. We want it forever in all uses. We don't want to come back ever again. We want it.
No, I meant trying to get Ain't No Mountain High Enough for in perp.
Yeah, I'm using that
as an example, no, but it's a good one. It's definitely getting the point across.
So that's number five, is in perpetuity can cause you to really rethink and replace some music in your film. And the sixth reason is the artist says no. This is rare, but two years ago it happened to us where we were working, I think it was a spot for Subaru. It was a campaign in the Northeast of the U.S. and it was Trans-Siberian Orchestra was the it's like heavy metal Christmas music. It's super common at Christmas time.
Trans-Siberia Orchestra.
Yeah, it's
oh,
like
I'm gonna need to look into this.
Oh yeah, it's like gothic heavy metal Christmas songs. It's
oh I love.
It
okay.
sounds silly, but at Christmas time
sounds amazing. Honestly, I need to look into
it's,
this.
It's it look. Yeah, they denied us the use for 150 because they wanted to hold out for a national spot of 500,000 to a million.
Mm-hmm. They're like, nah, we can do better.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, that's rare, but that is a reality when we're talking about no secrets and no surprises. The artist can say no.
Right, you have to be prepared for that, or at least know that it's a possibility.
It's a possibility, and you have to manage those
have a backup plan. Yeah.
With the client or the mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the backup plan winds up being the music replacement, which is like what we're talking about. So yeah. it definitely makes all the sense in the world right now.
Yeah. So then you have to go another. You have to be able to complete the project.
Yeah, I got to pull an audible.
What's the solution here? Trans-Siberia mm-hmm. says no. Do we re-record it? Is there something else from an indie artist that is similar? You know, mm-hmm. all mm-hmm. those kind of things go into the conversation. But those are kind of the six reasons that, you know, we've run across over 15 years is can't afford it. Mm-hmm. There's a more affordable option. Mm-hmm. We've run out of time. It's number three. It's a non-essential song. It's number four. Number five is in perpetuity. And number six is the artist says no.
Well,
so,
wait a minute. Did I miss number two? I'm like listening. I'm like, wait a minute. What was number two?
A more affordable option.
More affordable option. Okay. Yeah. My brain was combining one and two as one, and I was like, nope, that's not right.
They kind of, it's a Venn diagram. Like if
yeah, you can afford it. I think that's what it is. I'm like, I'm seeing the progression of yeah. how they all like align, you know? Yeah.
And like you said, it's a puzzle, you know, that any one exactly. of these can happen yeah. and you have to be able to think about the solution of, okay, what's our next best option?
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like but having a puzzle, like there's three of each piece.
Yeah.
You're just figuring out which version of that piece will work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the things that we've run across for music replacement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was, I don't know how people are going to feel when they watch this, but I know for me personally, like, I definitely gained a lot. I mean, like, cause I knew a little here and there about music replacement and why it would be needed, but I feel like I gained a better understanding of like the specifics of type of situations. Cause you gave a lot of good examples.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something we talked about is really wanting to keep this real world. And it's not sexy. Like, you know, is this,
I mean, I feel like,
it's not sexy, but it's real world stuff that any music supervisor has to have proficiency with. And, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, maybe as we were talking about music replacement, we've gotten a bunch of comments from viewers who have, I mean, I know you've gotten a lot. I've gotten a lot, Lexi. People mm-hmm. saying, hey, I'm really interested in music supervision, or I've worked on a film festival project and I need more kind of roadmap on how it really works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I think that is an excellent topic to talk about for sure. I know that really, I just have so many ideas right now.
Yeah.
Because I like can't even
begin. So that's something, I mean, we want to listen to our viewers. So if that's something they're interested in, let us know in the comments, and we're just starting to think about it. We could walk through confidential projects that we really can't talk about on YouTube. You know, there's a lot of things we can do, a 2-week training course. So, you know, long and short, if that's something you're interested in, you can sign up in the link below, and you know, we'll in a month or two, we may talk more about that.
Yeah. I definitely have a lot of ideas, but I love hearing from the people who give us feedback, because it's honestly so, I feel like it's such a relationship being built, for one. And for two, I'm realizing that a lot of the things that I'm curious about or that I think about are things that other people also, you know, are curious about. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, we were on the same page already.
But,
Yeah.
And there's a lot on the music side about getting your music metadata together.
Yeah.
There's a ton of stuff there, but on the buy side, the music supervisor side,
There's not a lot.
Yeah, there's not a lot. So
yeah, no, for sure. This is how we even met in the first place.
That's right.
I was just like, is a podcast? Okay, cool. Listens to podcasts. Cool. And then, you know, everything he's saying makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Let's call him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. If our viewers want that, they can sign up and we'll loop them in.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. If anybody wants to contribute for sure to any of the topics that we talk about, definitely let us know. It is absolutely so helpful.
Absolutely.
Cool. So I think I'm good to wrap this up. Well, everybody, there you have it. That was a great conversation, John. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I really appreciate you coming forward with all this amazing information. Like, you're so well-versed, and I appreciate it. And I know a lot of our viewers appreciate it, too. It's definitely it's a helpful conversation, and literally that's what we're here to do. We're here to help, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So if you guys want to contribute more to the conversation and give us any feedback on what you think that our next conversations should be about, be sure to drop them in the comments below and follow us on all our socials. it's a really great way to connect, and I've enjoyed hearing from everyone. So let's keep it up. Thank you so much, John. And
of course. See you next time, guys.